Hey guys, what's going on? This is Aaron Linson, and I'm going to do a unboxing of the LG G5. This is the phone that I'm currently using, but I wanted to give you guys some perspective. Actually, I wanted to give you guys a 3D perspective. I am wearing binaural microphones. And if that didn't demonstrate it, I don't know what did. Please actually wear headphones with this so you can get the full effect. I have my iPad updating to iOS 11 beta 4. So if you hear that, then that's what's going on. But I wanted to get into this box because I believe the G5, while it did deserve some of the criticisms that it did with it not being the best build quality, I think was very beaten up, and I don't think it was deserved. I think that the phone was a great phone. It is a great phone. I still use this phone. Actually, I'm actually gonna miss this phone when I do upgrade because I've got three batteries for it, and I have a charging cradle that we're going to look at in this review and this unboxing as well. And I think that, people were yelling they want modularity, they want modularity. LG tried something, and I think they missed an opportunity because I really think it would have been really well received if some of the things they did would have been different. So I'm going to slide the sleeve out and going to open up, and we have the LG G5 on top. Now you get the preliminary cable and charger. I would go ahead and get a second cable because I had the original cable for 6 months and it died and wouldn't hold on to the phone, so I just had to throw it away, and I got a third party cable that was and is longer and does a better job and is braided. So that's all you get alongside the preliminary safety information documentation that we can't read, or you can with Canopy Reader when you install it on your phone. I'm gonna go ahead and boot up. Well, actually, no. Let's actually take a tour around the phone. On the front, you have a 5.3 inch LCD display. The pixel count is really not that high. It's still 1080p. It's not 4K. It's not a big deal to me. Can't see it. On the right side, you have nothing but your SIM tray and your microSD card expansion slot all in one. On the right, you have your volume up and down buttons, and then you have another little button that we'll get to in a minute. On the back, you have two cameras that are really, really good, and you have your power button slash fingerprint reader. Now, the back of this phone is made up of metal. It is a painted metal, and it doesn't feel like bare metal, like an aluminum or a glass shell. It actually feels quite nice. So when I lay it on the table at night and I pick it up in the morning, my hand is not gripped in fear because it's touching a cold device. And I actually like it. It doesn't feel plasticky like a lot of reviewers said it did. I think it feels great. Now this button on the right side, you push it and you can pop out the battery. This battery is a measly 2800 milliamp hours and doesn't hold for crap. So that's why you need to at least get another one. Thankfully, when you get this device, I got this device through Verizon. I got a second cradle. I got a cradle and an extra battery. That came in 2 months, but I'd already purchased a second battery. So I got two batteries essentially, and I swap between them all the time. Now, to get this battery in place, you just clip it off of this little hinge here, and you can wiggle this hinge in. It seems like the battery will fall, and it's cheaply made, but I have changed these batteries multiple times throughout the day, and they still hold a charge. You just jam it in there, and this is where I think LG took some corners off. This wiggles inside of itself, and I don't like that. So essentially, you just take the battery out. It's just the display, and it's very, 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 very light without that battery. But you jam the battery in there, and now you've got the heft of the phone. I would consider putting a case on this or a skin for better grip. Although without a case and even without a skin, the grip is really, really, really good. I don't have any problems with it. Go ahead and turn this on. And now, gonna look at this cradle. You also do get a micro USB cable to Type-C adapter. This is what I'm using for this cable because I didn't want to buy a second USB Type-C cable. They are expensive at the moment. So you open up the case, and this case is really, really cool, and you can insert your battery. Make sure that when you do insert your battery, your contact points are on the left, because I tried every single which way to figure this out. I finally figured out the contact point to contact point is where the battery sits and it charges. So don't do what I did and leave it in there and think that, oh, it's charging when it's really not. Make sure that the contact point to contact point is there and that it is charging. Now, this is really, really cool because not only does it charge the battery, but it has a standard USB port on here. So you can literally use this battery as an external battery. So if you had two batteries and two cradles, you could charge both batteries, take both cradles with the batteries in them and charge other devices, which I think is really, 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 really neat. But also think too that, again, if your other battery in your phone depletes, you can take it, swap out the old battery, put in the new battery, turn it on, and you're good to go. And that's what I really, really like about this phone, is that in just a few seconds, I'm going from a dead battery to a completely brand new battery. And I really like that aspect. So I always take my second battery with me just because I have no idea when this current battery in my phone is going to die. Even though I do take precautions, lower the screen brightness, and do turn off the Wi-Fi when I'm not using it and all that, turn off the Bluetooth when I'm not using it, I still am able to drain this battery very, very quickly. Which is a pain in the butt. Just gonna unlock my phone right here. And so what about using this phone for the past year and a half? It's been a really, really good phone. And there have been some updates that have made it better. When I first got it, I actually had to switch over to Nova Launcher. I did anyways. I was going to an area because I use Nova Launcher on all my devices just for congruity and make it easier. It makes it easier to understand. And I tried out the LG Experience, and you couldn't add the app drawer back for at least 6 months. With that being said, that LG Experience made the phone very, very sluggish and very hard to use with with TalkBack, and it was unusable. So I switched to Nova, and I've not switched back. Even though they've added the app drawer and all that, I still think using Nova is better than using a experience, the OG experience. I will never use the OG experience because I hate the OG experience because they just put all the stuff on top of it, even more than Samsung. TouchWiz, even though TouchWiz apparently has had less bloat on it now, we'll have to see about that when I get the S8 Plus. And it's just a lot more. Not a lot of apps, just a lot more feature heavy and all that kind of stuff. But overall, I like the phone. And the aspect I'm really going to miss is having the ability to swap out the battery on the fly and just get back to what I was doing. That being said, though, the battery has been less than desirable, and I'm very glad that I've actually had the second battery that I've had, because if I didn't, I would have had no phone for the few days that I'd been using the phone quite heavily. This has been Aaron Linson. You can get a hold of me, Linson underscore Pro LLC on Twitter. You can call my company line 502-536-9131 if you have any questions or comments. You can email me, linsonproductionsllc@gmail.com. That's linsonproductionsllc@gmail.com. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye bye.